Page 106. Exercise D. Listen for main ideas. Segment 1.
Today I want to introduce you to some people who live in Gulu in Uganda. Uganda is in East Africa. We'll learn how they have worked their way out of poverty. So, this girl's family was able to buy this goat. The goat's milk helps feed her family. Any extra milk brings in money for the family. And this woman owns a farm. She was able to expand her farm and grow vegetables to sell at the local market. With that money, she can send her children to school. Both of these families got help from an organization called the Community Action Fund for Women in Africa, CAFWA, which helps women work toward a better future. CAFWA is based in the Gulu district in northern Uganda. Gulu is one of the poorest regions in the world. More than 50% of the population of Gulu lives below the international poverty line. More than half of them depend on farming. So, what kind of help did these families get? They got microloans from CAFWA. A microloan is different from a regular bank loan. First of all, the amounts are very low, usually between $50 and $100. Second, the borrowers don't need any collateral. What's collateral? Well, when you borrow money to buy a house, for example, if you don't pay back the loan, the bank will take your house. The house is your collateral. The people in Gulu are unable to provide collateral. Finally, the interest on a microloan is low enough that most borrowers can pay back the loan, usually between 10 and 30%. Before they got the loans, the women in Gulu barely made enough to feed their families. They were in a cycle of poverty. After the microloans, they were able to invest in their farms and sell their products for a profit. With part of the profit, they paid back the loan.
Segment 2.
Do any of you know anything about microloans? Elena.
Yes. I have given money to organizations that make microloans. I think they're the most effective way to help poor people.
Okay, but what is the evidence? Do microloans really work? That depends on what your measure is. There is some evidence of success. First, records show that borrowers almost always pay back the loans, about 95%. In addition, studies by researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology show that microloans help one group the most, people who already own a small business. What do you think? Would you donate to a microloan? Fuad.
No, I wouldn't, because I don't believe such small amounts of money can make much of a difference for most people.
Well, you are right. These studies showed that the loans resulted in no change in the usual measures of poverty, such as income, health, and education level. There is another way to look at the situation, though. Although economic experts do say that people in poverty often remain poor after they take out a microloan, the same experts also argue that loans allow these families to become more financially stable. This is also a measure of success. So, you can see that the record is not so clear. However, the women of Gulu have been successful. So, what can explain this success? The answer is that a loan may not be enough. These women got more than just a microloan from CAFWA. The organization taught them about good farming practices. It offered classes in math and reading, and it taught them how to keep good business records and save money for the future. Research on aid suggests that this kind of support increases the chance that microloans will help people break the cycle of poverty. Not just the borrower, but the borrower's family, and perhaps a whole community.